Southwestern Pennsylvania's famous Frank Lloyd Wright home, Falling Water, will be featured in a new PBS program called 10 Homes That Changed America. The crew out of Chicago started production just recently.
So we're at Falling Water on something called The Bridge.
Dan Protess is the PBS program's producer.
This is really one of the most magnificent spots here at Falling Water. You kind of come up the falls, and there's this iconic shot looking up at the house perched above the falls. But then you cross the bridge right here, and suddenly the house is right there in front of you, dangling out into space over the falls.
He says when he and his crew arrived at Falling Water, it was like being introduced to a movie star.
We spend like weeks and weeks and weeks reading every single book we can get our hands on about Falling Water. And then you, having done all this research, you show up and it's like, wow, there it is.
Protess put together a panel of advisors from academia to help decide which homes would be featured on the show.
Part of our goal here is to start a conversation about architecture. We're not trying to be the final word.
Falling Water was a natural choice since Frank Lloyd Wright is one of America's most famous architects. The show's host, Jeffrey Baer, says when Wright built the house in 1937, he blew up certain ideas about modern architecture.
One of the tenets of modernism was that you could take a glass box and put it anywhere. It was universal architecture. And Frank Lloyd Wright utterly rejected this idea. You know, this house could not be anywhere but here.
Wright got the commission to design the 7,000 square foot estate from Edgar Kaufman, president of Kaufman's department store. The Pittsburgh businessman brought Wright to his rural retreat in southwestern Pennsylvania, pointing out the waterfall as his favorite feature. Show host Jeffrey Baer says Kaufman expected the house to have a good view of the falls.
Wright put the house on top of the waterfall. And he said that his reasoning was that if you just sat there and looked at the waterfall all day long, you'd get tired of it. You should be part of the waterfall.
Stone floors are waxed, so they look like the wet stream bed beneath the house. The walls are made from rock quarried from the area. Stairways bend and wrap around corners, and some lead right into a spring or terminate hovering above the stream bed. Wright called it organic architecture. He coined the phrase when he wrote these words in 1936.
So here I stand before you preaching organic architecture. Declaring organic architecture to be the modern ideal and the teaching so much needed if we are to see the whole of life and to now serve the whole of life, holding no traditions essential to the great tradition.
The Kaufman family donated Falling Water to the Western Pennsylvania Conservancy in 1963. The organization opened it to the public and has maintained it ever since. PBS program host Baer says there are good reasons why 4.5 million people have toured the home over the last 50 years.
It is earthed into this rock on the hillside and perilously projecting out over a waterfall. And everything about the house refers to the site when you're outside of it. And then when you go inside, you still feel like you're outside.
Andy says there's no escaping the sounds and smells of Falling Water.
Anywhere you are in the house, you can hear it. You can smell the forest and the wet stone and the wood. There's a full sensory experience in the house. It's pretty amazing.
Baer says it'll be a challenge to compress the story of the house into a 5-minute segment for their program. 10 Homes That Changed America is slated to be broadcast in 2016. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board at Falling Water.